This is ridiculous. It's a radio show. It ain't a one-hour television spectacular.
From my cold, dead hand.
Oh, yeah. Keep that going. Episode 3 of The Carlo Show on JakeRadioLive.com. Thanks so much for joining me, everybody. Oh, yeah. Want to give a shout-out to start off with to David Big Papi Ortiz, who I hope is recovering okay and makes a full recovery. You're an American treasure, brother. If you guys didn't see it, check out Jon Stewart's YouTube testimony where he speaks before Congress and basically advocates for the financial restitution of 9/11 responders. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. I'm very proud of this man for doing what he did. Another American treasure, basically, at this point. So he went to bat. And I went to bat last Sunday at the Haight-Ashbury Street Fair. Man, it's 42nd year, 80,000 people in attendance, 120 booths on two stages, music, arts, crafts, food, literature, and much, much more. I gotta say, the Haight's changed. And to some people I talked to there, they said it's changed not to their liking. It's gotten too commercial, a little she-she. What I've noticed, and I don't live there anymore, I lived there for 14 years, but the streets are cleaner. There's less squatting, there's less, you know, dog shit everywhere. They've basically gotten it to like a mellow point of stability. You know, more or less. The Tenderloin is still terrible. And a lot of that street population has moved into South of Market, and it's just becoming, South of Market's becoming an extension of the Tenderloin. So, yeah, don't let anyone tell you that the homeless problem's getting better in San Francisco. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. Don't believe what you read in the papers. Okay, it's just gotten worse and worse. It's a health crisis. But it's gotten better in the Haight. So, and everything about the Haight that was always awesome is still there. You can still go out and get records. You can still get amazing food. There's great coffee shops. You're right there by Golden Gate Park. It's awesome. So we had a great time. 85 degrees, 88 degrees, which is usually not the case. So usually it's a more jubilant, uplifting mood. People were sweaty and slow, but a good time was had by all. I did talk to a few folks who were in attendance, and here is what went down. All right, so this is Carlos Bonilla, The Carlo Show, JakeRadioLive.com. I'm talking today with Nick Fell of Galaxy Chamber. You guys performed today. How was it?
It totally sucked. This fear sucked. No, I'm
It's a hot one, though. It's hotter than normal.
No, it's hotter than normal. I thought it was going to be up around 100. I'm glad it was only around 82.
87.
Mm-hmm. 87.
I heard 87 myself. 87
and 42 has been coming up all the time. It's the 42nd annual Haight Street Fair. Mm-hmm. 42 is a mystical, magical right. number. It's the secret of the universe.
I read the inaugural fair was done on April 30th, 78.
So. Yes. Yeah. And it was made, they started to improve the neighborhood. Now the neighborhood's too improved.
Yeah, and that's right. And why do you look forward to it every year?
Usually because we're not playing, and I just get to hang out. And
right,
don't have to load
it's equipment. It's a little less. It's like totally less maintenance when you do that. You get to walk around. And be.
No, it's really cool. It capsulizes that whole thing of why people come here, like '60s and free music in the streets and expression and artisticness and good food and alcohol and coffee cups.
That's what I see a lot of, and backpacks and stuff. I have Crystal Chamber, too. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Carlos. We miss you.
I miss you, too. Now, why do you look forward to the fair every year?
Well, because usually there are great bands, great food. It's free, you know. Live music for free. You can't really pass that up. And the Haight Street Fair is in trouble since they took the right to sell alcohol away. They're having a hard time supporting themselves, so that's why going to the Battle of the Bands and other benefits that benefit the Haight Street Fair are a really good idea. To keep it going, they want to keep it free.
There's a Halloween thing that Sean does every year with Michael Xavier.
I've heard of that.
Cool, and that helps bring money to
Well, there doesn't seem to be a shortage of alcohol. It's just people are more kind of, discreet
cool
about it and
we
stuff.
We went to the ISCOT meetings about 12 years ago to fight to keep the water down, beer in the paper, plastic cups that people could keep drinking. But since they lost that, now people are still kind of doing it, and the cops have actually mellowed out.
Yeah, as long as you're not kind of just
exactly
obnoxious about it and stuff like that.
This is Galaxy Chambers. This is Galaxy Chambers' fourth time playing the fair.
Wow.
The first three times it was the stand-in. See, the first year was 98 on the stand-in street stage, around the same time. And then in 2005, what time did we play? Like 1:15 or something?
Yes, and in 2007 we played at 2:15.
Yeah.
Wow.
The slot that Stone Fox has this year.
This was our first year playing the Masonic stage, so that was fun.
You guys prefer one versus the other?
I love them both. You know, just playing the fair is amazing.
You get to see that whole crowd, that straight line of the crowd and stuff.
Well, you know, I actually liked it playing because of the time we played. The Masonic stage was good because it wasn't directly in all the sun.
That's true.
And it was so hot.
That's true. Well, also here, Dave Hasbrook. How are you doing? Shadow Suckers Creature Theater. How are you doing, man?
A little bit sticky and wet from the...
I think we all are.
Yeah. Because I usually would not emerge from my subterranean lair. To endure the sunlight for any other thing.
And why do you look forward to the fair every year?
Well, I know that it's a big part of the conversation right now is the amount of artists and craftspeople and stuff that have been pushed out of the city.
Right.
And I think that the Haight Street Fair shows that that element is still here.
Absolutely.
And that not only is it still here, but there are groups of these artists that have been hanging on this entire time, still
and haven't stopped. Haven't stopped.
Haven't stopped, and are still here, and are still fighting for the culture of San Francisco. And so it was really kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Sort of
it restores your faith.
It does. That's a good enough way of putting
revelatory.
It.
Like
it,
no, that's revelatory. Sorry. It probably applies to you, though.
Not quite empowering, but very like sort of encouraging. That's the word I'm looking for. It was encouraging coming here and seeing how many artists and performers and craftspeople and stuff are still in the area.
Absolutely.
They're still plowing away at it. And the Haight Street Fair is a good showcase for all of that.
I agree. And I probably should have mentioned before that the Haight Street Fair used to actually be 2 days long. So it was last Sunday from, I believe, 11 a.m. to 5:30. It used to be the Saturday and Sunday until the city and the police and the local neighborhood were like, wait a minute. People are staying up from the end of Saturday's festival, and they're partying all night, because there used to be parties all over people would have parties all over the neighborhood to commemorate the fair. That thing would last all night, and then people would come down at 11 a.m. on Sunday, and by 5 p.m. on Sunday, after 48 hours of thousands of people, the streets would be fucked up. And these guys are younger musicians and artists who I've known for a minute, and that kind of, what Dave was saying there, that last bit about kind of fighting for San Francisco's identity and for this artistic base that's been gradually fading away for years. That's a topic that gets a lot of press coverage and probably will for some time now. I also talked to my man Leonard, who's in his 70s, and he had this to say.
All right, so here with Leonard. Man, so what do you like about the Haight Street Fair? What brings you out here every year to the Haight-Ashbury Street Fair? Now it's... this is the 42nd year. What brings you out year after year?
Well, I've been coming to the Haight Street Fair for the last 17 years, as long as I've been in the city. And what I like is people are very neighborly.
Right.
Each other. Between the Gold Cane and the Hobson's, and, you know, people will speak to you, they buy you drinks, they treat you like family. I have no family out here on the West Coast.
What kind of, and what do you like about this neighborhood itself? Just you said it's a neighborly neighborhood. You want to elaborate on that for me?
Everybody loves everybody.
Now, I love Leonard. He's awesome. What's funny is when you go up to someone or you see them, it's like, hey, you know, I want to ask you a few questions, want to interview you. And they're like, yeah, sure, give me a minute. An hour and a half later, he shows up. And I think he'd had a few drinks there. I talked to a couple guys who I thought were twin brothers. They look like they could be in an Asian metal band. Their names were Takashi and Benji.
All right, man, so we're here at the Gold Cane Haight Street Fair. 80,000 people in attendance, 120 booths, music, crafts, art, and food. I'm here with, you can give me your first name if you want, man.
Takashi.
Takashi, why do you come to the fair every year?
Because it's every year.
Yeah? You have fun? What do you look forward to the most?
Usually I'm out here drinking, but I always do run into good folks.
What's your favorite, like you say, what's your go-to booth food when you go...
Food? I don't really usually get food.
Okay, not good.
But I do get
booze. Okay. That seems to be popular. A pint sandwich. And what do you get, man? What do you look forward to every year coming to the festival?
I've been coming here since Amoeba was a bowling alley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, rock and bowl.
Oh, and there's always a good variety of people that come out here. So you can go to places like Howard Street Fair, or you can go to Outside Lands, or you can go anywhere else. But this is where it gets really,
it's really diverse. It's diverse, though, and it's a mellow festival every year. You don't feel like you're drinking in a cage like if you go to the North Beach Festival.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they have a cage out there.
Oh, no. It's that picket fence.
Right. Oh, I know.
It's that picket fence.
Like Hay Street Fair is still non-conformist for
absolutely. Absolutely. And do you have a go-to food you go to every year for?
Pint sandwich.
A pint sandwich. Okay. What's
beer,
in the
beer fries, pint sandwich.
Right.
Shot of Jameson. You know what I'm saying? With a chaser of Fernet. You know what I'm saying?
Get into the spirit. That's a big sandwich.
What's funny is you guys listening to this probably think it's nothing but a big party. It is. But it's very kid-friendly. There are a lot of games and activities, a lot of families out, a lot of little kids, very dog-friendly, and all kinds of artists and gardeners and people of every type just kind of selling their stuff and trying to get it out to the public.
Today I'm here with Byron, who's selling jewelry. Do you get a lot of customers on a day like today?
Sometimes. It's always hit and miss, no matter where you are and what event.
Yeah.
So it's just a fun thing to do. Honestly, I've fallen in love with making it, so I just keep making it, and
looks
I have
good,
to figure out a way to get rid of it sooner or later.
Right. It looks good. How to distribute your wares.
Yeah,
and do you get a lot of good response from people on the street here?
I do. And then the cops are real friendly about it around here, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, like, it's a friendly area. Everyone's always uplifting and trying to help better the community, you know what I mean? Even
definitely.
If it is just like, oh, dude, that's awesome. Great job.
Yeah. Is this your first time at the festival itself?
Yeah. It's first time ever at this festival. I've come and gone from this town, like, many times. I was just here last month hanging out for April.
What do you think about San Francisco?
Oh, I love San Francisco.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love visiting here.
And Byron's awesome. Very, very nice kid. Just, you know, laughing in a good mood, very friendly with people. I talked to a guy named Scott, who's a local bartender, just walking around the festival. I guess he works at the Page on Divisadero. And equally cool, but a little edgier.
I'm here with Scott. We're chilling at the Gold Cane. And Scott is a bartender at the Page on Divisadero. Man, you're from D.C., and you've only been here a few years, but how do you see that this festival affects the neighborhood every year?
I believe, personally, I love the festival. One, let's just start out like that. I love the festival. I think it's great for the neighborhood.
Me too.
My issue is my money.
Pricey?
No. So last year, I was kind of a dick bag, and can I curse?
I love when they ask you when they curse, and then they're like, oh, can I curse? Yes, you can. And I'm sure it's going to get more lovely as we go on. Go ahead, Scott.
I was kind of a fucking garbage human last year, and I showed up 10 minutes late. Bar wasn't supposed to be open for another 15, but I showed up 10 minutes late. I got a line around the corner last year. This year, I show up 20 minutes early, sober as mug. I'm like, I'm going to crush this.
You can curse all you want. You can say whatever you want.
Okay. I rolled up in this joint. Like balls out, like I'm ready to roll.
Right.
And I was like doing water stations. I was like, this is going to be a fucking mess. This year, nothing.
No. I think it was because it's so fucking hot this year, man. But, less people came out, they're more slow.
I remember last year. And I don't know if it's because I was hungover.
That might have added to the heat.
I don't know if I was like just not feeling it that day, but I was like sweating out every goddamn pore I had. And, like, people were looking at me, like, because, like, literally, I opened the doors, and there was, like, people around the block. Yeah, it was like, what the fuck? Dude, so, like, I was, like, cutting fruit while I was serving. I was, like, trying to get the bar set up.
Right.
As, like, just a garbage human.
Now, does the Page get more business around this time?
Well, no. Actually, traditionally, this is our slow months.
Okay.
But last year, I think it was only because I was a dickbag.
And what do you look forward to seeing the rest of the day?
Honestly, I love this party. I just wish it... I don't know who's running it, you know? So, like, it'd be nice maybe if they did something more for the neighborhood and, like, maybe kept it a little more real for, like, the people that, like, live here. and like maybe give us some more like, I don't know, buying like stuff options. Like I'm here to buy Velcro, dude. Like, how about I have a Velcro stand?
I have not seen a Velcro stand. I've seen pot brownies,
edibles, glass. But I'm saying maybe
jewelry.
Like some more like, I don't know, things that are like, instead of having like a cellular one stand, have
Velcro
a,
RS.
Have like a lady that lives in the neighborhood that makes like quilts. That'd be cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be. I don't know if that happened, but I felt like there was less stands this year, and they were more, a little more like
tech oriented.
Yeah, like yeah, I didn't really enjoy that.
People come to this thing from all over, and in one case, I talked to a couple who basically came from Europe just to join it, talking about Juliet and Neil. Neil had this to say. All right, I'm sitting here with Juliet and Neil. This is their first time in America. Less than 24 hours being here?
Yeah, well, it's not actually technically my first time. It's Juliet's first time. I actually made a habit of coming here all my big birthdays, 18th birthday, 21st, 30th, and I thought, well, why break a habit of a lifetime?
And you were born and raised in Leeds, England?
No, I was born in Edinburgh, Scotland. Okay. I moved to Leeds.
Gotcha.
When I was 22.
And your first time in San Francisco itself?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Pretty awesome, to be honest. Very accepting, liberal, welcoming.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap!
Oh, brother. Well, a fun day had by all. And I thank you guys for joining me, episode 3 of The Carlo Show on JakeRadioLive.com. Want to give a special thanks to Malky Means King and B-Town Studios in Berkeley. Go to btownstudios.com for more information. Want to give a special shout out to Blue Mics and Chad and Brian Geller at Ultimate Ears. Go to ultimateears.com. Anybody in the city on Sunday, June 16th, go check out Theodore Atwood, Unwed Sailor, and Curry at the Hotel Utah, located at 4th and Bryant. The show starts at 6 p.m. You guys, thanks for joining me for the ride. Episode 3 of The Carlo Show. Thank you so much. Be good.